On Monday, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court issued a new congressional map after ruling the current one an unconstitutional gerrymander. The court's lines shuffle some candidates into districts that are notably different from where they first started campaigning. 90.5 WESA's Anlie Herring has this report on the local impact.
In the Pittsburgh region, the 12th district, currently held by Republican Congressman Keith Rothfuss, undergoes the most dramatic change. While the district currently extends from the Ohio border east past Johnstown, the new map confines it to Beaver County and northwest Allegheny County. The court also renumbers it the 17th district. Democrats vying to unseat Rothfuss in this year's midterm election are pleased with the new map. Candidate Beth Terazi says it will give her party more voting power.
The people in the 17th, that's what they want. They want their voices to be heard in Congress, and they want a chance.
Until now, Terazi has had three Democratic opponents: Aaron Anthony, Ray Lintonmeyer, and Tom Prigg. But there could be a new contender in the May primary, Democrat Connor Lamb. He's currently competing in the special election to fill the vacant seat in the 18th district, but the court bumps his home municipality into the new 17th district. While Lamb has been campaigning as a moderate in the Republican-leaning 18th, the 17th is expected to tilt farther left. This creates a dilemma for Lamb, who Neil Makija of Penn Law School says could pull off an upset in the special election.
The question for Connor is, does he want to be a Scott Brown, where he kind of pulls off this one-time moment because the winds are behind him, or does he really want to be in a seat that he can kind of represent the area around Allegheny County in the long term?
In a statement, Lamb said he's focusing on the special election in the 18th and that he plans to run in the primary for a full congressional term. He did not specify in which district. Anlie Herring, 90.5 WESA News.